Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters, another episode of Over Under here at KUSports.com. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Tom Keegan, who is back this week after taking a little break last week just to, you know, clear his mind and make sure he's really ready for Big 12 play. You feel ready now, Over Under Big 12 style?
I'm ready. I just felt that if Iowa State was going to take the week off, I would take a day off from Over Under.
Yeah.
See if that helps. It
made perfect sense, and you know, it didn't cost you anything. Benton Smith filled in admirably and actually picked up a point for you. It totally backfired for me. I was hoping he would just tank.
No,
I
he was fresh.
I paid him to tank, and he blew it.
That's the thing when you get those guys in who are fresh.
Young body, lots of energy. The guy is amazing. But, yeah, he picked up one more for your lead, so you now have 20, and I have 18 through 3 weeks. Fairly respectable.
Yeah. I think it's better than respectable. I think it's exceptional.
I'm not going to argue with you. All right, well, let's dive right in. KU Iowa State, if you haven't seen KU Sports Extra this week, go check it out. We break down the game there. And you'll find out there that this is the battle for ninth place in the Big 12.
Yeah, it is. Same as it was last year, and KU won that.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's dive right in. A couple of categories to start things off that have been pretty timely. We're going to start on the offensive side of the ball, and that's Tyler Patrick, who has come out of nowhere to be, you know, arguably KU's best receiver. He's led them the last couple of games and looked really good doing it. Tyler Patrick receptions, over or under 4 against Iowa State?
I'm going to go under, but I think he's going to have pop a big one. He's going to show his speed.
Okay.
And Iowa State's going to be looking more and more for him because Montel looks more and more for
sure.
him. I think they'll be covering him. That was a cool double move he had last week. Guy's got something, but I'm going to go under on pure receptions.
I like it. I'm going to go over, though. I just feel like they figure something out with Cozart, get it out quickly. Short completions are fine. They're okay with that. Like you said, he's been looking for him. He's been looking for Trey Parmalee. I think both of those guys could go over 4 this week. So I'll go over just because I got to make moves. You can't wait till the end. Tyrone Miller. Another guy that's been doing well on the defensive side of the ball, leads the team in tackles as a cornerback and had a monster game last week. We'll put his number of tackles this week against the Cyclones at 7. Over or under, Tyrone Miller tackles 7.
We'll go under. He's going to undermine his ability to tackle with a couple of pass breakups.
Nice. Yeah, that's not bad. I'm going to go over. I think largely because somebody's got to make the tackles. I mean, this kid is on the edge. He's coming downhill. He sticks his nose in there. He's not afraid to hit.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. He's starting to remind you a little of Chris Harris at this stage of his career.
That's not a bad call. I like that a lot. All right, this guy struggled last week in the running game anyway, mostly because the offensive line struggled. But Keon Kenner had his 100-yard game streak snapped. Does he get back over the 100-yard mark this week? We'll put it right at 100 rushing yards for Keon Kenner.
Nice. I'll go over because Iowa State is not the fastest defense, and Kenner has that extra gear that David Beatty talks about. I could see him popping a big one, and when you pop a big one, you don't need too many more to get over 100.
That's
so I'm
right.
saying over.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Mann had the big one last week for 41 yards.
Yep.
41 of their 64 rushing yards on one play.
And 41 of his 40.
Yeah. Nice day. I'll go over as well. I think he's got it in him, and I think they're both the offensive line and Kenner are going to be, you know, out to prove something that last week was a little bit of a fluke. We'll see if it is, but I like over there. All right, tight end Kent Taylor, pretty quiet last week. Didn't do a whole lot. Almost didn't hear him mentioned at all. But we'll put his touchdown total at 0.5 this week. Bottom line, does Kent Taylor score a touchdown this week against the Cyclones, or does he not?
Yes, he does. He's really good at getting open, and he seems to catch what's thrown his way. I'm going to go over. I feel a touchdown in the offing.
All right, I'm going under just because of what I said. I didn't see him show up last week. Till he shows up, I'm going to stay under. It's kind of like 40 points for the defense the rest of the way. Oh, sorry. That was more KU Sports Extra. If you didn't check it out, go see it. All right, Iowa State, the most sacked team in the FBS so far through 3 games or 4 for some teams. That's good news for Kansas. They should be able to get back there and get to the quarterback. But will they? 2.5 is the number for Kansas sacks. We're looking at Ben Goodman, Damani Mosby, Anthony Alobia, Dorrance Armstrong, TJ Semke, Tyrone Miller, whoever the heck can get one. Will they get 2.5 or more?
I'm not only going to go more, I'm going to tell you how many.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you who's going to get them.
This is exciting.
I'm going three. They're going to have, so that's over.
Okay.
Ben Goodman.
One.
Fish Smithson.
Two. I love that call.
And Anthony Alobia.
All right. Alobia, again, we mentioned this earlier in the week, but he's jumped Mosby on the depth chart. So he'll be out there starting. At least it looks that way. Maybe that gives him a little extra juice. You're feeling it.
I'm feeling Anthony Alobia for a sack this week.
Okay. I'm going to go under. I just don't think those guys have gotten enough push, enough pressure. I mean, Ben Goodman's
been
good.
Some of that's because of what's happening in the middle, and they're getting no push. They're not pushing the pocket.
Great point.
And it's been years and years since they've had a defensive tackle who's really, really good at that. You have to go all the way back to James McClinton in the Orange Bowl team.
And he was really, really good.
He was exceptional.
You put him on any of these teams that they've had over the last 10 years or whatever.
They're better.
Yeah, way better. It's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, I think KU will be champing at the bit to get after the quarterback, but I think Iowa State knows they've been giving up a lot of sacks, and they're probably going to do some things to protect against it. It'll be interesting. That's a really good number. I love that one. Here's another one that I like, just because opponents have gashed KU in the running game so far this year. All three have just run all over KU's defense. Iowa State does not run the ball well at all.
No.
Barely averaging over 100 yards a game. But we're putting the number at 180 because KU's given up a huge total every week. So does Iowa State get right or does KU's defense get right?
Man, that's a tough, tough call.
Yeah, over or under 180 rushing yards for the Cyclones.
Wow. I'm actually going to go under, and the only thing that could maybe push it over is Sam Richardson.
Good call. He could actually have, yeah, half of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under as well, and I'm going to go under because of Sam Richardson. I think he can sit back there and throw the ball all day and keep this offense moving that way there and not needing to run the football. So I'll go under different reasons, but we'll see. It's a real something's got to give sort of over-under right there. All right, Montel Cozart, in the games he's played well, has completed a high percentage of his passes. In the games he hasn't played well, or the game he hasn't played well, a really low percentage. So we'll look at Montel Cozart's completion percentage, and we'll put the number at 63%. Does he go over that or under that? It's a really good number because anything above that's a good day. Anything below
in that regard,
you're struggling a little bit.
Yeah, as you said, they seem content with the short passes from him.
Sure.
So I'll go over, but I also think that he has the potential to have a big day running the football.
That would be cool.
Because he's so fast, and I don't think Iowa State's as fast as most of the defenses you'll be facing.
Well, imagine, too, he played pretty well last week and obviously was sick. Imagine how it's going to feel to jump back out on the field and feel healthy. I mean, he's probably going to feel like Superman, you know, and just that mental edge that he's going to wow, this is a lot easier this week. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it could really factor in and make him even more talented, even more productive than he already can be. So we'll see, but we're both going over 63%. So, Montel, short, quick passes, get the ball out. Don't try to force anything there. We need the point.
Because we need to be right. It's very important. And since we picked the same number.
Yeah, we want the win. Yeah, if we were off, one of us would want the other guy to lose. But since we both picked over, we might as well both get the point. All right, speaking of Sam Richardson, we will combine his rush and pass totals and see how many yards he ends up with at the end of the day. 343 is the number. Does Sam Richardson combine for rushing and passing total of greater than 343 or less?
I'm going under. I mean, he started his career basically with a great game in Lawrence, but I don't think that I'm not that impressed with Iowa State's offense.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think there's any reason to be. They don't run the ball great. Richardson is a guy who can scramble and keep plays going, but, eh.
It's a tough one. I'm going to go under, and I'm going to go under just for the reason that I think Iowa State is going to get up and get up big, and then he's just going to hand off. There's no reason for him to try to do anything else. And I hope not, because I like watching competitive games, and I know you do too. But at the same time, Rutgers did get out the 27-7 lead last week, and then that one got a little bit more interesting, but not much. So under 343. All right, whoever leads KU in receiving, if it's Tyler Patrick or if it's Trey Parmalee or if it's Bobby Hartsog or whoever, will the leading Kansas receiver have more or less than 67 yards receiving?
Wow.
It's been right around that for each game so far.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody's topped that 100-yard mark.
No.
They've been spreading it out a lot.
Parmalee had like 76 the first week, something like that, with two of them being 35 yarders.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to go under because they do spread it out a lot.
Okay. I'll go over based on that same thing you said about Kinner and his 100 yards rushing. Just takes one big play. And, you know, if Tyler Patrick does hit the big one, if he gets the 46-yard completion, then all of a sudden he only needs a couple more for 8, 10 each, and he's over. So I'll play the odds there. And speaking of the odds, we're going to finish this one off with the inventor of the over-under system, and that's over-under point total. It's just as classic as apple pie. Or is that as American as apple pie?
As American, but you can say classic.
Classic American.
Yeah.
With ice cream.
Right, the over-under.
There you go. All right, over-under. We'll just use what Vegas has because we're not better than Vegas.
Who knows
better? We're not pretending to be. But they have the total as of Thursday night at about 59 points. It's give or take a half point depending on your preference of sports book. But 59 is pretty consistent with a lot of them. So 59 over-under total points for Kansas at Iowa State.
I'll go under, even though Kansas is going to try to play at a fast pace, and Kansas's defense is very vulnerable against every team. But neither one of these offenses is very impressive.
You've got, you had 24-20 as your prediction, right?
Yeah.
So that's way under. So that makes sense. And I had 42-20 as my prediction, and that's over. So I better go over. Otherwise, I'm contradicting myself, and I do that from time to time, but I don't like to do that. So I'll go over. Over 59, you go under. So just to recap, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different between us this week. It's just amazing how we consistently have 4 or 5 different every week, but yet somebody only makes up 1 or 2 points in the race. You know, it seems like when you have 5 or 6 different every week, somebody should have 4 or 5 point swings. But I don't know what that is. It's kind of like golf, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we could pre-plan, and like, for instance, I could say, just put the over-under on Richardson. I'll go under because you initially said 350. I said that's too high. I'll go under.
Sure.
But put it lower to the point. Lower it to the point where you think you would be comfortable going over.
Sure, yeah.
So we did do that this week, but then I see you went under anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the beauty of these. We don't script them. We don't do that. We try to just come up with some cool ones and throw them out there and see what happens. And again, 20 to 18 through 3 weeks, not just pretty good, exceptional. If you have the inkling to go ahead and compete with those numbers, put your comments right there in the bottom in the comments section of this podcast and come after us. You could probably catch us.
And don't forget to set your alarm for Saturday morning because yet again, Kansas is kicking off at 11 a.m.
That's what we could do next time. Over or under the next kickoff that we don't know. Will it be great earlier or later than noon?
11 a.m.
All right, that's all the time we have for this over under. Kansas at Iowa State will be up in Ames, and it won't be cold, and we're very happy about that. We'll see you guys from Ames, Iowa for KU Iowa State.